More than half of the hundreds of opioid-related deaths in Massachusetts over the past year have involved illegal drugs, typically heroin or fentanyl bought on the streets. So today, we want to take a look at the supply of these drugs from two perspectives. First, from police.
Is this going down right in front of the house? I just don't want to get too close.
Yeah, I got a full house over at the barbershop, too, so be careful.
In the back of an unmarked police car in Framingham, WBUR's Martha Biebinger is getting one view of the heroin and fentanyl trade in that community. For the second view, I was riding those same streets with a former drug dealer. First, we'll hear more from Martha Biebinger as she watches an informant buy heroin on behalf of Framingham and Natick Police.
Are you in a position to try to set up on that spot down there on Pratt?
Four undercover officers watch, each from a different vantage point, as a tall man with long dark hair, his baseball cap pulled low, lopes down a narrow residential street. Framingham Sergeant Sean Riley narrates the steps of this controlled buy.
It's key for us now to keep eyes on the informant at all times.
All right, I got him.
The informant is a man police charged with possession of heroin a few years ago. Now, the man is helping the officers who arrested him collect evidence of drug trafficking. The informant approaches the back door of a house where a suspected target is selling heroin.
Here's the target just came out, standing next to him on the porch.
The informant has $100. Police stopped at an ATM to get the money before frisking him for weapons or drugs and then dropping the informant a few blocks from the house.
This is a really tough spot for us to do surveillance on, because there's a lot of counter-surveillance.
Dealers may spot and trail police, putting the life of an informant at risk.
All right, our boy is away. Target went back in the left side door.
A man who could have been the target in this buy a few years ago is taking my colleague, WBUR's Deborah Becker, on a tour of these same Framingham streets.
I would sell to people working in hospitals, people working with kids, people working in in institutions, as far as like jails, you name it, they buy it, you know what I mean? And also, it's not just, you know, like the junkie that's using or the guy on the corner, the homeless guy, it's everyone.
For obvious reasons, this former dealer does not want his name used, and we've disguised his voice. Until about a year ago, he was making quite a bit of money selling heroin in Framingham.
When I first started dealing drugs, it was just coke. Coke was huge. And then two or three years ago, once the doctors stopped being able to give scripts out to people, that's when the heroin just skyrocketed.
And typically, say if you were looking for some to sell, what are we talking about in terms of quantity?
It all depends how, like, you know, if you're a real hustler, if you're just an addict that's just trying to get money back so that you're not sick. I worked up to picking up 100 grams every couple of days, and you'd be surprised how fast that goes. And I wasn't the only one picking up that kind of quantity. You can make a decent amount of money in a few days with that.
How much?
$3,000-$4,000 a day. In the course of 6 months, I had $35,000 saved with me and one other guy, and we would blow money every single day. And we had, like, you know, we had diamond chains on, we had gold watches, strip clubs every night.
As darkness falls this evening, the Framingham detectives who are running the controlled buy take the informant to a deserted parking lot. He hands over a plastic bag of brownish powder about the size of a gumball.
In the Metro West area, that's $100 worth of heroin, about 1 gram.
Sergeant Riley says the price could be half that or less in some bigger cities. The informant will get $40 for his work, a tiny fraction of what he could make dealing heroin for an hour. Riley will aim for 3 such buys before seeking a search warrant on this target, who Riley suspects is dealing a substantial amount of heroin. So what percentage of heroin on the streets tonight does this 1 gram represent?
Oh, man, that's so minuscule. That's nothing. I mean, if that one house was selling heroin, you could have 15 or 20 other people dealing heroin all at the same time. So yeah, unfortunately, I wish I could say that was what we're hitting the source of supply here in Framingham.
Riley's voice trails off, remembering that police searched a house right across the street from tonight's target just a few months ago. Framingham and Natick have formed a Metro West Drug Task Force, trying to boost their chances against a flood of heroin.
we're really, I think, just trying to keep people on their toes and, you know, try to slow down the supply out there. That's really, are we ever going to stop it? Probably not.
That unending supply is feeding what seems to be a never-ending demand. That dealer, who earlier told us about selling heroin for years in Framingham, says he isn't really sure where the drugs came from. He also says he had a relatively straightforward business plan.
If you know what you're doing, what you would do is you would bag up a bunch of little samples, and then you'd hit areas like this, like downtown, this whole strip.
So this is a hot area of Framingham, this downtown sort of congested area.
Especially in front of the Deskies. I can walk by here, give a few people free samples, give them my phone number, and then wait.
I read this one book that said that folks come into communities and they go a lot of times to treatment centers or AA meetings, and they go to those places and look for clients.
Oh, yeah. I'd go to the clinic. Or one of the offices that prescribes Suboxone, and you know, you wait outside and you'll give someone a sample and give them your number. Or AA meetings or NA meetings. As soon as the meetings are done, you know who's still active and using, and you know who's taking their sobriety seriously, you know? So you approach those people. And like I said, once you give someone a free sample, that to them, to the addict, that's like a. It's huge, you know what I mean? Because to them, they're like, oh, you're taking care of me. Even though you're really kind of, you know, destroying them.
Detectives bring that bag of heroin they took off the streets back to a small office at the police department. Detective Joe Godino snaps on blue latex gloves.
You've been testing a lot of fentanyl.
That's the opioid, up to 50 times more powerful than heroin.
So we usually always wear gloves.
And police keep naloxone, the drug that could help reverse an overdose, in the office in case detectives accidentally inhale fentanyl or get it on their skin. Godino pulls a pair of tweezers from a drawer and picks at a minute knot atop the gumball-sized plastic baggie.
What they do is they'll take a sandwich baggie, they'll pour it in the corner, they'll spin it off, they'll tie it, and they cut it.
Godino drops the tweezers to open the pouch and discovers this gram of heroin is double-bagged.
You'll see this a lot with people who sell it out of their mouths. They want to make sure it's not going to be leaking in the mouth when they're carrying it. Or if they swallow it, they want to make sure that they can go to the bathroom and have it come back out.
Godino scoops a pinch of the powder into a small test tube.
So you put it in the test kit, you bang it down towards the end.
The powder mixes with chemical agents that turn yellow if the drug is fentanyl or, in this case, purple.
And that's how you know that this is heroin. No doubt about it, that's heroin.
This heroin will be stored in the evidence room. A Framingham police officer is under investigation because of money missing from that evidence room. One criminal case has been dismissed as a result. Framingham police say they could keep 25 detectives busy all day following up on tips like the one that led to this bag of heroin.
The former dealer we spoke with earlier says he stopped selling drugs after he got caught. When he was dealing, he says, he was always on guard, taking steps to stay away from police and people looking to steal his money and drugs.
I'll find an addict who has an apartment. I'll give him a couple bags a day so that he's not sick and he's high for free so I can sell drugs out of his apartment all day. So when then the cops, you know, when the cops come and they get a search warrant for that apartment, that apartment's not under my name. And the thing is, you can't trust anyone. You're always watching your back. I mean, I barely slept because you just never know who's going to come and kick in your door. You take so many steps. It's like you have to literally watch where you're going, watch who you're talking to, have eyes behind your head.
Sounds awful.
Oh, it's terrible. It's a nightmare. It's when you're out of it, you know, in hindsight, you're like, wow, like, I don't know how I actually did all that. But when you're in the moment and you're in the zone, the money controls you. You know what I mean?
Did you ever get hurt?
No, like I've never had anything like that happen to me because I've earned my respect. You know what I mean? Like if I've had to do something to someone, you know, because they owed me money or they shorted me or something, then I did it. You know what I mean? And if that's hurting someone or whatever, then I had to do what I had to do.
Our former dealer and the Metro West detectives lived in competing worlds. But today, they agree about the best way to fight opioid addiction. The focus, they say, must be on slowing the demand for drugs. Here's Sergeant Riley.
You can get rid of the supplier all day, but if the user still needs his product or her product, they're just going to go find the other dealer, and they're going to just keep on pumping it out.
Yet the Metro West Drug Task Force forges ahead while the rate of opioid deaths continues to rise across Framingham and Massachusetts. It's estimated that 5 people now die every day in this state because of opioid use.
Sergeant Riley says with every arrest, he hopes to make it a little harder for users to get heroin or fentanyl.
Maybe it takes 1 or 2 people and it turns them around. I look at that as a success.
Framingham Police are among the departments in Massachusetts that have started guaranteeing treatment to users who overdose. The department's also working with local health and school leaders on substance use prevention projects, realizing there is no magic bullet that's going to stop the wave of opioids on their streets.